Good morning, and welcome to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Janie Seeger, and for the next hour, we'll be sharing the good news in song. Today's music journey is titled Saved by Grace. God's grace is undeserved favor, plain and simple. It can't be earned. It is a gift freely given by Him. Grace is part of God's character. He is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in steadfast love. These songs that I'll play cross many styles of the gospel genre, and they feature local talent as well as international artists. If you'd like to hear your music played on this show, please send your CD to Heaven's Radio, P.O. Box 990-095, Redding, California, 96099, or email your MP3 files to heavens_radio@yahoo.com. I'm going to kick off today's music journey with a song from Ann Wilson. Here's My Jesus.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that He can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Appeal. Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus and all the wrong turns that you would go undo if you could. Who can work it all for your own good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that He can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Is a gift from God for those who believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. It's impossible not to believe that He came to save the world. He accepted the crushing burden of the sins of every generation of mankind. Jesus is God's perfect plan. We've been set free from the shackles of sin. Thank you, Jesus. Here's Pentatonix, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone.
Amazing Grace, how sweet sound that saved a wretch like me. And I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are
greater love than the love that Jesus showed us when he laid down his life for us. John 3:17 says, God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Here's Nicole C. Mullen, My Redeemer Lives.
Who taught the son where to stand? And who told the ocean you can know? this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies. This life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. Yeah, the very same God that spins things in orbit runs to the
knew everything about us before we were ever born. After all, he created us. He knew exactly the mistakes and bad choices we would make and the wrong turns that we would take, and he's already forgiven us. He loves us that much. Here's the Man Clan, Already Chose Mercy.
I was a little lost on a winding road, ripping every single seed I ever sowed. I was so lonely, I was so far from home. Wishing I could turn back around to unplanned ground I should have never plowed. Just when I fear I might have sealed my fate, you already chose mercy, though I was so unworthy. Yet you didn't desert me, even when I had been so wrong for so long. Still you pursued me, you restored and renewed me. You decided to save me, you already chose mercy. How could I go back across a bridge that burned because of everything I did? There's no earthly reason for you to let me in. You already chose mercy, though I was so unworthy. Yet you didn't desert me, even when I had been so wrong for so long. Still you pursued me, restored and renewed me. You decided to save me, you already chose mercy. How do you forgive and forget? 'Cause I haven't learned that one yet. You showed me what I need to do when I saw the way that you chose. Help me choose mercy.
When you put your trust in Jesus, He joyfully steps into your life and directs your path. My friend Diane and I were trying to move a huge couch through my back door and into the living room. We pushed and twisted it and jumped up and down until finally it became wedged in the doorway. We threw up our hands and flopped down for a rest. It was then that we realized that we had not invited God to be a part of this move. We stopped everything and we prayed for His help. When we were finally rested from our struggle, we each took a side, and on the first try, this big bulky piece of furniture seemed to fly right through the doorway and into the spot in the living room. I'm here to tell you, God will lighten your burden if you invite Him into your life. Amen to that. Now here's Cindy Thompson. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him. Thank you.
gracious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me. Wilt be with me to the
didn't have his perfect plan for us through Jesus? And what would happen if God didn't have grace for us, if we were struck dead for our very first sin? The entire human race would die off. Through God, we are given grace, which is a gift that we most likely do not deserve. Through his gift, we have hope for our future and for eternity through the blood of Jesus. Here's Gordon Mote, Because He Lives.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen. Amen. Because he lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song join the one that never ends. Because he lives. I was dead. Covered in sin and shame, I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the stone.
Let my song join the one that never ends.
It's such an easy plan. We accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and He forgives our sins and gives us eternal life. Of course, there's a little more to it than that. We outwardly show our acceptance of Him through baptism, and we give our trust to Him so He can direct our steps. Here's Forever Pardoned, Simply Forgiven.
You'll hear a shout from heaven when I'm called to the throne. And Jesus says, Father, this is one of my own. On the day of that great white judgment in heaven, when He says, Father, this one is simply forgiven. Simply forgiven, paid for with my blood. One's been washed in my crimson flood. He did not deny me, neither will I deny Him. This one believes in me, he is simply forgiven. Fortunate for me that Jesus took my sin that day on the cross when they crucified Him. He hung there dying so we could keep on living in paradise forever, simply forgiven. Simply forgiven, paid for with my blood. Been washed in my crimson flood. He did not deny me, neither will I deny Him. This one believes in me, he is simply forgiven. Simply forgiven, paid for with my blood. This one's been washed in my crimson flood. He did not deny me, neither will I deny Him. This one believes in me, he is simply forgiven. When one believes in me, he is simply forgiven.
Listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Janie Seeger. In order to keep these programs on the air, KKRN depends on the support of our listeners. If you haven't already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California 96065, or find that donate button on our safe, secure website at kkrn.org. You can sign up to become a monthly donor there as well. Another way you can help is by donating your car, truck, boat, or RV to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. We thank you.
Hand of
Heard the Isaacs, "He Touched Me." COVID-19 has had a profound effect on the entire world since it was declared a pandemic in 2020. It's changed the world's economy and the way most of our planet deals with public interaction. Today I'd like to share with you an excerpt of Lauren Daigle's testimony as she had just begun to tour and take her place in the forefront of the contemporary Christian music scene. I'll follow her testimony with her latest song, "Thank God I Do." Here's Lauren Daigle.
Yes, we thank you, Jesus. Living inside, we thank you, Jesus, that you hold everything we need, everything we need, God. Yes, we thank you, Jesus.
I remember during the 560 days of stillness, but no one was counting, God just met me in a moment. And he reminded me of what it was to find my first love again. And I was up here on this stage for 12 shows. I think it was 12 shows before the shutdown happened. As a child, God would show me these tours and visions and dreams. And I would literally see them. I could see crowds of people. And I could see tour buses. And I could see charts and awards and all these things. I wasn't even singing. I was like the closet singer that sang in her shower, sang when she was getting dressed. Nobody knew that I could sing. I had never really sang in front of people. I was so new to it. But in this time, God started showing me all these things. And here we are, fast forward. Every single decision that I had made in my career, I made focused on the dream, focused on those visions that he showed me over and over and over and over again. It says, those without vision, they'll perish. And it was like he gave me the foresight for years and years and years and years to come. And here I am, and I have finally arrived to the moment that I was seeing all of these years, and it was the Lauren Daigle World Tour. It looked exactly like what he had shown me. Like, exactly. But at the start of the tour, he said, hold it loosely. And I was like, all right. Well, that's interesting. Didn't expect that. And he said, hold it loosely. And there's just an ease about letting go of things that would be seemingly important. And then the 12th show came, and everything had to shut down. And I remember feeling like, God, what is this disappointment? It took me 6 months to literally get out of bed. I was so heartbroken because at 16, he showed me something, a dream, a vision. And 12 years later, I was there to fulfill that. I could see it. It was exactly what he had shown me. But on the 12th show was when it all fell apart. And the weight of disappointment is so suffocating. It is so isolating. It is so gripping. And I don't know if there is anybody that has walked in with disappointment tonight, but I promise you, he can be the restorer of broken dreams. I promise. Because the thing that's so interesting is I used to never talk about God at shows. I went through this phase where I didn't want to talk about God at shows because I wanted it to be more inclusive and I didn't want people to feel afraid. I wanted them to feel invited. But how could I introduce love when I'm not talking about love himself? And in this time of 560 days, I said, God, where did all this go? And he said, Lauren, you got to go back to why you sing. Why do you sing? You sing to love me. You sing to show me that you care. That worship is the thing that precedes a miracle. If you are desperate for a miracle and you begin to worship and worship and worship, your eyes will become so focused on the thing you're worshiping that you won't have time to give fear and anxiety and stress to the things of this world. And he said, you have forgotten. Yeah, it's amazing. He said, you have forgotten the heart of worship. Just come back to your first love. And I am so grateful for those 560 days because not only did he take away disappointment, but he allowed this stage to be an even more beautiful experience than it would have ever been because I actually remember worship now, where I was going through the motions and just doing show after show after show. Now I get to sit and bask in his presence every single night, and I was missing it. And he just said, girl, come on back to your first love. Just come back. I don't know if you've walked in with disappointment. I don't know if you've walked in with sorrow. I don't know what it is that you've come in here with tonight. But I do know that he who has begun a good work, he is faithful to complete it. And he will complete it. And even in disappointment, even in the weight of the world on your chest, God is gracious. He is kind. He is loving. And he will take you even in spite of your weaknesses, even in spite of you trying to run as far away from him as you possibly can. You might not even know who God is. You might be an atheist. You might not care about all this at all. And that is a-okay. I'm glad you're here tonight. I fully believe that by the end of it, you're going to know a little bit of something about Jesus that you may have never known before. Come on in. Come on, sit at the table because we got a lot of food to eat. There's a feast and it's wonderful. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, we thank you, Jesus.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions, will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears.
tears all of the darkness, trying to fight my fears. Alone, so long, alone. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. Probably fall off the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go. So keep me out in your hands. Started breathing, the weight is lifted. Here with you, it's easy. My head is finally clear. There's nothing missing when you are by my side. I took the long road, but now I realize I'm home. With you, I'm home. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you.
Romans 5 says God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Here's Jason Crabb, Hallelujah Story.
Come gather round, let's talk about the truth. I know what he's done for me, what's he done for you? Were you hurting, searching, lost and on your own? Till he reached down, found you, and said, child, welcome home. Can somebody testify, stand up for what he's done? Can somebody give him praise for what you've overcome? Were you a prodigal out on the run? Cause I know I can't be the only one to tell the world what he's done for you. Come on and give him glory with your hallelujah, hallelujah story. We all read a little different, but we're all the same. It doesn't matter
sing. Lift your hands if he pulled you through it. Somebody sing hallelujah. Everybody's got a hallelujah. Everybody's got a song to sing. Lift your hands if he pulled you through it. Somebody sing hallelujah. Can somebody testify? Stand up for what he's done. Somebody give him praise for what you've overcome. Are you a prodigal or owner? 'Cause I know I can be the only one. Tell the world what he's done for.
Thank God every day for his mercy and grace and for the perfect plan of salvation through the blood of Jesus. Here's Randy Travis, Nothing But the Blood.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Titus 3 says, having been justified by grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Here's Michael W. Smith, Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life. Savior forever. cause the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior.
Us. We are saved by grace through faith. Salvation is not earned by our works. It's ours by the grace of God. He lavishes his children with gifts. Jesus has finished the hard part. We have only to accept the gift of eternal life to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, God, for your perfect plan. Here's the Marshall family, When I Wake Up to Sleep No More.
What a glad thought, some wonderful morning, just to hear Gabriel's trumpet sound. When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more,
rising to meet our blessed Redeemer, with a glad shout I'll leave the ground. When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more,
when I wake up,
some glad morning,
sleep no more,
jewels adorn,
how happy I'll be,
over in glory. Telling a story with the Redeemer of all the ages, praising the one who I adore. When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
Glory to God, I'll have a new body, changed in the twinkling of an eye. When I wake up,
when I wake up
to sleep no more, I'm no troubles and trials, bound for the sea up on high. When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
some glad morning,
sleep no more,
jewels adorn,
how happy I'll be,
over in glory,
for sure.
Telling the story with the Redeemer of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore. When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
some glad morning,
sleep no more,
jewels adorn,
how happy I'll be,
over in glory,
for sure.
Tell the story with the Redeemer of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore. When I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more,
when I wake up,
when I wake up to sleep no more.
I'm going to wrap up our music journey with Amazing Grace from Wanda Vick. But first, I would like to thank you all for joining me on this beautiful Sunday morning. You've been listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM. If you would like to hear your music played on this show, please go to our website, kkrn.org, and at the bottom of the page, click on my picture for ways that you can get your songs to me. While you're there, please click on that donate button and give what you can to help support Community Radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Let's also give a big thanks to the folks that we count on to put these shows on the air and keep the station running like a fine-tuned Vulcan lute. God accepted us, filthy rags and all, because of incredible, immense, boundless love for His children. He showered us with love through His grace. The ultimate of His gifts is forgiveness and eternal life. Let Jesus light your path and you'll never lose your way. I'm Janie Seeger. Please join me here every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. Now stay tuned for American Roots on KKRN Community Radio.